Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Alan Dos Santos is our amazing guest. Be sure to bookmark his X account and share it because he is the tip of the spear. All right, Alan, I'm very impressed. We got 5 minutes to break, and then we got a big economic guest joining us. I interrupted you some, but it's all riveting what you're saying. You got 5 minutes closing comments here, my brother.
Thank you so much. So I was trying to explain why they pick up some people and try to arrest them and put them in jail just to make everyone afraid of them. They start doing this, smearing innocent people, put them in a court. This is a very old strategy among the communists. And we need more people not being afraid of them. And we do have that in the United States and also in Brazil. But we need to encourage them. We need to face them as they are. They are very revolutionaries. They want to kill your children. They want to kill your wife and your family. And don't let that happen. Because they are not afraid of it. They believe in a cause, in a very strange and weird cause that nobody has seen before. But they want to make believe. They want to make you believe that they are the possible people that want to do that.
Please continue.
Yes. So we need to fight them back, funding very independent media, because this is the most important battle that we have. We are fighting with our words. We are explaining people what they are doing. And behind the scenes, the media, the outlet media, will not tell you what it's happening. All these pedophilia rings, all these narco connection that they have, like in Brazil, the media, and even the Supreme Court has ties. They have ties with all these crap people. They release criminals and they arrest innocent people. Once we, independent media, independent journalists like me, once we have the means to achieve our goals, we can wake all the peoples up. I heard you, sir, Mr. John, saying if 1% of our audience buy our products, we could reach our target. We need to make people understand that we are not being funded by all this globalist crap, all this communist crap. So the only one way we can achieve more people is funding our independent journalism. And this is what they are afraid of. And imagine a famous journalist from CNN or Fox News or whatever, if they start their own show, nobody watch it. Nobody will watch them. But what happened with a very good journalist to start again from scratch every time? He still has audience. This is what happened to me. This is what happened to you, Mr. Jones. They are afraid of it. Once they have this huge structure, like a CNN, MSNBC, they can put everyone in that they want, and people will forget all this crap journalists that was fired or forgotten. And all the new journalists they put in there, it's like a fresh milk, you know, to the audience. It's like a new person that will try to deceive you. But a very good journalist can explain everything they're doing. Like I said right now, read the Democrat Party program and compare that with the Communist Party of the United States program. It's the same program. They are communists, but they just don't want to know you are reading both programs and comparing them. They try to be hidden in words like liberal. They're not liberal. They want to use the words like progressive. No, they are not progressive. They're just communists, and they just want to kill this country. Why they want to kill the United States as it is? Because once the United States Constitution is gone, this country will really turn into a third world country as every other country. Don't think that United States is like a super country that cannot be defeated. If they pack the Supreme Court, if they still keep doing this, they will destroy this country.
Well, that's what Bukele of El Salvador and so many others have warned. Alan-
Alan Dos Santos, thank you so much. We're going to follow you. I'm going to talk to you again soon. We appreciate you fighting for humanity, and God bless you in Brazil. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Jones.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. I want to meet you in person. We love you. What a great person. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And now some comic relief. There's been a new indictment of President Trump. He robbed Congressman Schiff. Not our guest.
InfoWars.
Peter
the
Schiff.
Fanned network in the world.
Congressman Schiff!
What?
Can you tell us about the robbery?
It was horrible. I'll never be the same after that.
It wasn't me. It was a one-armed man.
Did you see your attacker?
No. It happened so fast, but the whistleblower told me it was a Russian robber.
Hey, did somebody order a pizza, pasta, and hot dogs? Wink, wink. A Russian robber like he was in a hurry?
No. A Russian robber from Russia.
In American history.
I wasn't there. I could have, like, almost died. And you know the robber would, like, totally try and take me.
I've never heard of anything like this happening in California.
It was probably that racist Trump. It's morning time.
Now I know what it feels like to be E.T. Harold.
This kind of stuff just doesn't happen here. California is the safest place on Earth. Haven't you seen my district?
I'm still trying to put the pieces of my life back together. I can't sleep. I can't eat. Well, except for the hot dogs and pasta. But the doctor says I'm unfixable.
So there I was, riding my... Wait, cut. So there I was, riding my bicycle in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, I saw Donald Trump stealing Adam Schiff's suitcase.
I knew it was Trump all along. Things like this just don't happen in California.
You know, I had a feeling it was Trump, but I just didn't want to say anything.
Trump needs to be thrown in jail for the rest of his life with him.
He's voted back.
We have breaking news. Twice impeached, four times indicted, not your president, Donald J. Trump, viciously robs Congressman Adam Schiff in California and then brags about it on Truth Social.
See here, I'm declaring a state of emergency.
America is just not safe with this maniac on the loose.
Pause for applause.
Around the clock. Pause. Until Trump is captured.
I have launched a fully funded taxpayer investigation into Trump's California smashing grab. We will not rest until Trump is in jail.
Hey. Today I'm announcing the indictment for Donald J. Trump for his criminal behavior in California.
Me too. I am too.
So am I.
Is this what Trump is doing to pay for his lawyer fees? Stealing innocent people's luggage?
Criminals like this don't belong in America. I tried to warn you. Dictator Donald Trump belongs in prison. 30 years ago, Donald Trump grabbed me by the luggage.
He grabbed me by the luggage, too.
All right. Peter Schiff, great economist, a big company, predicted everything that's going on now in the last 20 years and on my show as well. Plus, I was good friends with his dad. EuroPac.com, ShiffRadio.com, at Peter Schiff. And as he predicted, gold and silver exploding, inflation everywhere. They tried to deny it. Now they admit it's here. The monetization of debt, the Federal Reserve, all of it, as we are on the precipice. I think it's fair to say we've been on top of time bomb for decades, but now the bomb has exploded. I think it's a reality to face that we are in a whole new ball game. So, Peter Schiff, great to have you with us. Where should we start?
Hi, Alex. Nice to see you again. You know, gold and silver, they haven't even really started to explode yet. I mean, they have gone up. Silver isn't even close to making a new high yet. Gold made a new high, got above 2,400. I think right now it's around 2,330, 2,340. But I think the explosion is yet to come because most people aren't even buying it yet. They don't even realize that they need to because most people still believe the false narrative that inflation is going to come back down to 2% and that all the Fed has to do is hold off on the rate cuts for a little bit longer and just let the inflation rate come down. But that's completely false. I mean, we're not going anywhere near 2%. You know, we're going in the other direction and we're going to accelerate. And the markets have still not come to terms with the reality that high inflation is here to stay and it's going to get worse.
And you said that a couple of years ago when Biden said there's not inflation. He said that. They went, well, it's not that bad. And now the CNN admits we were losing the battle against inflation. What is the real inflation number from your research?
Well, I mean, my guess is that at least double what the official numbers would lead. So if the CPI is now down to 3-4%, so we're probably at 7-8%. But that means when we got up to 9%, we were at 18%. But most of the reports that you look at show that just since the beginning of the Biden administration, the cost of living is up about 30-40%. Now, that is a huge increase, and it really amounts to a tax to cover the increased cost of government spending. Now, that's why Americans are struggling. That's why Biden is the most unpopular president in the history of popularity polls. And Harris is the most unpopular vice president. You have the savings rate has imploded. Credit card debt is at an all-time record high. And more Americans than ever before are forced to moonlight. People are working second and third jobs because that's the only way to pay the bills. They can't cover the rent, put food on the table, pay their electric bill on one job anymore because the value of that paycheck has been eviscerated by inflation. So now they have to take two or three jobs. And then you have Joe Biden bragging about all those jobs he created when the people who have them would prefer not to.
So you predicted all of this. I won't go over all the predictions that came true, but about, I see a 95% accuracy rate. What are you predicting? First off, how would you describe the real economy in your own words right now versus what CNN and CNBC tells us, and the Wall Street Journal tells us, and then what do you think is coming next?
Well, I just think it's a bubble. It's a mirage. I mean, it's being held together by debt and inflation. I think the entire banking system is insolvent. The U.S. government is insolvent. The reason the banks are insolvent is for more than a decade, while the Fed held interest rates near zero, banks loaded up on long-term treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, which are now dramatically underwater, but the banks are able to pretend that they don't have these losses because they claim they're holding these notes to maturity. But over the weekend, another bank failed because you can't pretend forever that you're solvent because eventually your customers, the depositors, want the money back and the banks don't have it because they've lost it. And the government is insolvent. We have a $35 trillion national debt financed with T-bills. Right now, interest on the national debt is about $1.1 trillion a year. That's more than we spend on national defense. If interest rates just stay where they are, don't go any higher, next year it'll be $2 trillion a year interest on the debt. That's more than we spend on Medicare or Social Security, which means it'll be the single biggest line item in the budget. And a few years after that, interest will consume 100% of tax revenue, meaning every penny the U.S. government collects in taxes will have to go to pay for interest on the money it already borrowed, not the principal, just the interest. So this is a complete insolvent government. And the whole economy, I think, is built on this foundation that's about to collapse.
I agree with you. It's like somebody that has heart failure. You know, they're going to end up dying. You just don't know when. And that's happening in my own family right now. It's very, very sad. It's finally actually happening right now. A family member of mine actually died today. But this is a country. This is the world. This is everywhere. And all these countries have these insane debts. All these Western countries and China and you know, Europe and the UK. What are the triggers? You're kind of mentioning bank failures. We saw a few years ago some regional bank failures. They bailed them out. That was a contagion. Now more regional banks and banks are failing. What are the triggers that could bring us into this full collapse?
Well, I think the trigger is probably going to be when the creditors don't want to finance it anymore. I mean, as long as we can keep on borrowing, we could keep kicking the can down the road. But it's increasingly more difficult to do that the deeper into debt we go. And when it's, you know, almost impossible to just pay the interest on the debt, the creditors start to worry about your ability to pay the principal. And then they want their money back. You know, we have to roll this debt over every time it matures. And I think what's going to happen is the lenders are going to back away and the Fed is going to have to fill the void by going back to quantitative easing and printing up even more money to buy U.S. government bonds that nobody else will touch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now manifesting, and Mexico couldn't do it, Weimar Republic couldn't do it, Zimbabwe couldn't do it. Sure, we have a military to back it, but the chickens are coming home to roost. Here's Alan Greenspan.
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
Okay, so that's the first clip I want you to respond to, but let's play Larry Fink. When he was being told about Bitcoin, saying, yeah, okay, great, Bitcoin. You know, we're going to give them a system to buy Bitcoin, but forget that. I want gold. He's telling you right there. Here it is.
I believe it goes up as if the world is more frightened, if people have fearful of geopolitical risk, they're fearful of their own risk. It's no different than what gold represented over thousands of years. It is a asset class that protects you.
Right.
And unlike gold, where we manufacture new gold, we're almost at the ceiling of the amount of Bitcoin that would be created.
When you hear somebody like Kathy Wood,
yes,
who was on our broadcast yesterday, say right, that her base case is that this turns into a $600,000 a Bitcoin valuation, base case, and a million plus in a super optimistic case. Are you anywhere in her realm?
I haven't thought about it. To me, that what we are trying to do is offer an instrument that can store well. I think if it gets that, even close to that high, gold will represent even a bigger value. And let's be clear, if you think it's digital gold, there's going to be a reference point between gold and Bitcoin.
So Fink said that over a year ago. It's being proven right now that gold and silver and real commodities are the future. So I know you're not a big supporter of Bitcoin. I'm not an economist like you, so I've never really been heavily involved. I've stuck my toe in it just to, you know, cover all bases. But where do you see Bitcoin versus gold?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, Alex, you're right. When I was on your show, you know, maybe let's say 10 years ago, talking about a lot of this stuff, it was more of a forecast. Now it's kind of already reality. It's just that some people are a little slow to recognize the reality. It's kind of like, you know, for years I was predicting the collapse of the subprime market and even shorting it. And in 2007, early on, when everything started to fall apart and it became obvious that everything I had been predicting about that market for 4 or 5 years had come true, most people still didn't recognize it. And even after the subprime thing collapsed, the Fed didn't think it was a problem. Bernanke dismissed it as being contained, and all the others on Wall Street said, hey, it's no big deal. And it only took a few more months before we had the financial crisis. So I think we're at that point now where my forecasts have actually come true. It's just that the mainstream doesn't recognize that yet, and they won't until it's a full-blown crisis. And I think that's coming. But, yeah, you know, when Greenspan, when he talked about, you know, we're not going to default, we can print money, I guess in a way that's true. We don't have to default honestly. We could just do it dishonestly by printing money. Because what we end up doing when we print a lot of money is we pay off our debt and the creditors don't get any value because they get paid off with inflated currency. And so they can't buy very much. So it's a dishonest default. And that's kind of what Greenspan was referring to. As far as Bitcoin and gold and, you know, the comments, Larry Fink, I know he's all of a sudden been a kind of a convert to Bitcoin because he's trying to sell the ETF that his firm manages, and they get a lot of fees if people are dumb enough to buy into these ETFs. But I've never believed that Bitcoin was digital gold. That's just how they try to market it. But, you know, it doesn't have any of the actual properties of gold. I mean, Bitcoin is no more digital gold than a picture of a hamburger is digital food. I mean, you know, you can represent food on a computer, but you can't eat it. It doesn't have any substance. You know, if you have a diet of a digital food, you're going to starve to death. Gold doesn't just have value because you can look at a photograph of it. I mean, gold is an
actual... No, it's like having a photo of a Bengal tiger. You don't have a Bengal tiger.
No. And you know, but gold is used. It's used in industry. It's used in jewelry. It's the most useful metal that we have. So it's extremely valuable based on its rare and unique properties that allow you to do things with gold that you can't do with any other metal or any other element.
And it never ages. It's the only element that's eternal.
Yes, it doesn't lose its property. That's why it's a store of value, because all of the characteristics that are so valuable in gold, those characteristics don't decay over time, meaning the gold that you have today can do just as much in 1,000 years as it can now. In fact, probably more, because they'll have more uses for it than they do now. But Bitcoin won't have any use case in 1,000 years because it has no use case now. You can't do anything with Bitcoin. Yes, I can give it to somebody else, but that doesn't count.
So what is Bitcoin? A continual pump and dump operation?
Yeah, it's, you know, literally it's like a blockchain letter. That's really what it is. It's just a chain letter, you know, for the blockchain, like a pyramid or a Ponzi. It has all those characteristics. It only works. Sure, there's 21 million Bitcoin, which means there's 2.1 quadrillion Satoshis. They like to express it as the bundles because it makes it sound like it's scarcer than it is. But let's say there's 21 million Bitcoin. Sure, if a lot of people want to buy those Bitcoin because they think the price is going to go up and they think other people will pay a higher price, the price can go up. But what happens when people stop believing? When they no
sure,
longer
it's like
believe?
The tulip mania. But here's my issue, and I'm not. You're smarter than I am on money, so I'm not. You get mad at me previously because I try to research it and get into interviews about it. But I think over time you're being proven right. My issue is I do want alternative independent currencies to buy gold, silver, soybeans, gasoline, guns, you know, loaves of bread, bananas, whatever. I see the big banks coming in and governments with their own central bank digital currencies that are totally controlled, and I do want an independent currency. What would you say? That's gold or silver? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm all for alternatives to government fiat money, which is a disaster. But what we don't need is privately created fiat digital money either. What the private sector can do is tokenize gold. I mean, gold is perfectly suited.
Oh, I had Ron Paul's brother, Ron Paul, 20 years ago approach me about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, the original paper currency that was created by banks, not governments, in the United States, the banks issued paper currency notes backed by the gold that they had in their vaults. There's nothing that stops companies today from issuing a cryptocurrency backed by the gold that they have in their vaults. And that crypto tokenized gold is far more efficient.
But you'd be the guy to do that, and Ron Paul would get behind. Well, why haven't you done that?
Well, people have already done it. It's just that there's nobody is really wants to use a cryptocurrency as money right now. They just want to get rich gambling on them. But I think eventually, as inflation takes hold and is a huge part of everyday life and money is losing value, I think there'll be more incentive for people to seek out alternatives to the dollar, to the euro, to the pound. And it's not Bitcoin. It's not any of these other fiat cryptocurrencies. But tokenized gold can function as a unit of account, a medium of exchange, and a store of value.
Okay, let's stay there. Let's talk about tokenized silver when we come back. And give us your predictions. Give us your dead reckoning on what you think is coming next, the election, all the craziness, the wars, Ukraine, all of it with Peter Schiff straight ahead, europac.com, EUROPAC.com, SchiffRadio.com. We'll be right back with Peter Schiff. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back in a few minutes. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. You know, I don't like what's happening, but at least we're ahead of it. At least we're on the wave surfing, and it's not ramming us against the rocks. And we're all under attack to tell the truth, whether it's President Trump, myself, Mr. Schiff. But here is the bottom line. An old, corrupt monetary system is coming to an end. And the WEF and the UN and all of them say, oh, we want to discredit the old system and bring in our new. Well, the old system's them. They plan to build back better on the ashes of our civilization. But they wanted to do it when no one knew that they were the architects. They were the mismanagers. So instead now everybody's waking up
and the globalists are in trouble, and their program's not working, and all over the world, the installed leaders are being removed or about to be voted out, like Trudeau and the First Minister of Scotland, all of them. So the globalists had convinced themselves that they could have us live under austerity and eat the bugs, and collapses are good for the environment, but people aren't buying it, so now they're scared. I think they already had the controlled collapse plan. Now they're trying to paper it over and prop it up, and I don't think it's working. That's my breakdown of where we are right now. But I wanted to ask Peter Schiff about where he thinks it's going and the different scenarios, and then other big points, Trump, the elections, the wars, all of it, but also your bank in Puerto Rico. I know you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, well, as far as where I think we're headed, I mean, I think we're headed, we have to an inflection point where there's going to have to be a choice between, you know, hyperinflation potentially, or default and depression and devaluation. I mean, there's no easy way out. I mean, I've been warning about this, you know, for a long time, because I can see this, you know, train wreck happening from a mile away. But the reality is interest rates are still too low. The Fed's balance sheet is still too big. The inflation genie is not back in the bottle. We need much higher interest rates, but not just that. I mean, we need the government to cut spending. The whole time that the Fed has been pretending to fight inflation, the government has continued to run larger and larger deficits. Meanwhile, the credit has expanded. Remember, inflation is not just an increase in the money supply. It's also an expansion of credit. And credit has been expanding the entire time the Fed raised rates. That's why household debt is at an all-time record high. That's why credit card debt is at an all-time record high. Nobody has stopped their borrowing and spending as a result of the Fed's rate hikes, because they haven't hiked rates enough and they haven't shrunk the balance sheet enough. There's still much too much inflation already out there. You know, they did QE1, QE2, QE3, the COVID QE. That's all inflation. QE is just a euphemism for inflation.
And hasn't Ukraine been kind of a QE, but they exported it?
Well, a lot of the inflation got exported because we have $1 trillion-a-year trade deficit. But the dollars are coming back, you know, because people are starting to spend them here. But the inflation is there. I mean, it's going to take so much more to stop it. But in order to stop the inflation, they're going to have to collapse the banking system, because the banks are all insolvent. And if the Fed actually fights inflation, we'll have a worse financial crisis in 08. The government is going to have to slash spending, and it may even have to default on debt. But banks are going to fail. I mean, asset prices, stocks are going to come down. Real estate are going to come down. In order to actually fight an inflation, it's a disaster. So they're not going to fight an inflation.
Well, many experts, I want your take on this, are predicting stagflation we haven't seen since the 70s. For those that don't know, they thought it was impossible until then, where you have a depression in the economy, but prices still go up. Well, what do you think is going to happen?
It was impossible because they didn't understand inflation. They didn't understand economics. And then when it happened, they called it stagflation. It's not going to be that benign this time. What happened in the 70s is, you know, good compared to, it's like the Sunday school picnic compared to what we're going to go through, because we're in much worse shape economically than we were then. So if it's stagflation, the stagnation is much worse, more like depression, and the inflation is much higher. So we're going to get all the bad things of the 70s, only on steroids.
And we've got all these spoiled communists and people on welfare, and also all the trendies that are making money off all these scams. I know you're an economics guy, but you're also, you know, a father and, you know, husband and all that. Just as a person, I mean, look, I see Zuckerberg, not just him. I've studied it. I know some of the builders. I broke it a decade ago, but now it's all in the news. All these billionaires are building airstrips in northern Canada and bases in Tasmania and Kauai and 10-story underground bases with combat trips. Like, the establishment is so scared, they're building bunkers, whereas they would have just reversed this policy. They'd be safe. Instead, they're building these tombs for themselves. What do you make of the doomsday behavior of the billionaires?
Well, you know, these guys have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So who knows if it's actually prescient, or it's almost become like a keep up with the billionaire Joneses, you know, who could build a bigger bunker. So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it is something, you know, if they're doing it, I mean, what do they know that we don't? Because you probably figured that they know a lot that we don't, because they have a lot of the connections that we don't have. So I don't think you could dismiss what they're doing. But again, you know, they got so much money, they don't really know what to do with it. They may enjoy entertaining people in their doomsday bunkers.
Exactly. Maybe a giant man cave.
Exactly. But, you know, as far as, you know, you mentioned my bank, and, you know, it's been almost 2 years. Tomorrow it'll be 22 months since it was unnecessarily put into receivership. You know, the government is shutting down these banks that are insolvent, and then the taxpayers have to bail them out. Well, my bank was probably the most solvent bank in the world because it made no loans and had no debt. It had all the cash right there, plus millions more to cover all the outstanding deposits. So I could have returned 100% of the deposits in any one day that the customers asked for it. No other bank could even come close to doing that. But what happened with my bank, and I don't want to say too much because now I'm really thinking about some litigation here now that I've gotten more information from, you know, my Freedom of Information Act requests. But basically, some IRS agents decided to investigate my bank because they thought it was facilitating money laundering and tax evasion. I don't know why they thought that. Maybe they just jumped to the conclusion because of my name or because of who my father was. So they figured, hey, this guy must be breaking the law, right? Look at who his dad was. So they opened up this big grand jury investigation of my bank, investigated it for 2 years, found absolutely nothing. It looked over thousands of accounts, found that we did nothing wrong. In fact, they were trying their best to find any evidence that we did anything wrong. And no matter how deep they dug, they found nothing. My bank was probably the most compliant bank. We had 40% of our employees worked in compliance, 30 out of 65 people just in compliance. We screen people so dramatically that most people couldn't even apply from our bank.
Oh, you're well known for keeping your nose clean, but you're saying you got politically persecuted. I'm joking. I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, so they would have. But, I mean, we went above and beyond. We turned down 75% of our applications, even after screening them, to discourage most people from even applying because they knew they couldn't get an account because we were very strict. So they found nothing. Now, about 8 months into this whole thing, they illegally leaked the fact that my bank was the confidential target of this grand jury investigation to a bunch of reporters. And so Australia 60 Minutes did an ambush interview, which I put up on my YouTube channel. Took me 2 years to get it and a court order. But I got the video interview that they did. They wrote an article about me. The New York Times wrote an article claiming that my bank was not only the target, but that it was guilty and I was the mastermind. Well, I sued the Australian company for defamation. Took me 2 years, spent $1 million, won that lawsuit that they dragged out. Not only did they have no evidence of any of the allegations they made, but discovery on my lawsuit proves that they lied, committed fraud, that all of their own evidence contradicted everything that they alleged that I did. And they doctored their own evidence. They fabricated quotes, and they actually made it appear that I was guilty, even though they knew I was innocent. And so,
yeah, well, I've been through that myself. So clearly you were targeted because they don't want independent systems.
Well, who knows why? But they broke the law. I won the defamation lawsuit in Australia. These guys, Nick McKenzie, Charlie Grieve, totally.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Or the Bidens, who are actually, you know, got all these offshore accounts and hundreds of LLCs, you'd be just fine.
Biden never could have done it. My bank. I mean, people were like, I mean, they were laundering money like crazy. The Bidens were. They never could have got through my KYC or AML. But all these big banks were happy to launder money for the Bidens. Yeah, you know, it's a double standard. They went after me because I'm libertarian, conservative, because I criticize the government. But what's more important is these government officials, you know, engaged in an illegal conspiracy to destroy my bank. Meanwhile, my innocent customers haven't had any of their money in almost 2 years. And I feel really bad. One customer, very nice guy, was so distraught by his, you know, inability to access his life savings and the financial stress that a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks, he committed suicide.
Wow.
Well,
as bad as this is, Peter, imagine when the social credit score, central bank digital currency goes in, and they're openly surveilling with AI. They're already doing it. I'm sure you've seen the revelations that even Fox News, that they have AI with the NSA watching everything illegally. Imagine that hell world.
Oh, well, look, yeah. I mean, it's going to get a lot worse. And I know there are people like on Twitter, you know, because I've been putting out a lot of stuff recently on the bank as I found out new information about, you know, the deal to shut it down 3 months before they did it with the IRS. It's much bigger than just me, because I'm just focusing. If there's this kind of corruption in the government and they can do it to me and get away with it, well, they can do it to anybody, right? These guys can
do
whatever
they
want.
I can't get into it yet, but the same stuff's going on here right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not a nation of laws anymore. You know, we're a nation of men who are above the law, and they do whatever they want. You know, and you can even see that with all these sham cases built up all around against
Trump. That was my next question. Trump, let's move out of money. Trump, the election, the Ukraine, Israel, Soros funding all these protests. You can see them trying to turn the temperature up to 1,000.
Oh, yeah. And you remember, you know, I thought Trump was going to win in 2016 when he won. And the reason I thought he was going to win is his message was resonating because he was leveling with the American public about how lousy things were. And they were being spoon-fed a bunch of lies from the Obama administration and then Hillary about how great everything was. And Trump felt their pain and said, I know it's bad and I'm going to make America great again if you elect me. And a lot of people voted for him. And the economy is in worse shape now than it was then. And they're getting the same lies from the establishment, the media, the Democrats, Wall Street. And the public knows, you know, look at Trump's popularity with African Americans. He's going to get more African American votes than any modern Republican.
It's got to be 50% now on real numbers. I don't know any black people. I know a lot of them that don't totally support Trump.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, but why? I mean, and they're painting him as a racist, too. You know, the reason that African-Americans, especially men even more so than women, but the reason African-Americans are supporting Trump in record numbers is because disproportionately they're feeling the pain more in this economy, the Biden economy. They're suffering more from higher rents. They're suffering more from higher food prices. They're struggling more with low-paid multiple jobs. So, you know, They're living in reality, not this fantasy that Wall Street or the Biden administration is trying to create and cram down their throats. And so they want an alternative, and they see Trump as the best alternative they have.
The industrialization of harassment of just populace and people that aren't criminals is insane. Here's the paradox. I don't see how the corrupt system gets out of this. But I don't see them stopping and then just wrecking everything to try to keep control. So I think we're in a Pyrrhic victory here. I think we're going to win, but I think society is going to be destroyed in the process. When you say this is going to make the Great Depression look tame, I at a gut level agree with you. We can all feel the danger. We can intellectually see it, but I'm really concerned.
And you look back, I mean, America was a much more civil nation in the 1930s. I mean, people had much greater respect for the law, respect for themselves. In fact, even when Roosevelt, you know, introduced relief, you know, which was the first welfare during the 1930s, a lot of Americans had too much pride to take it. And a lot of people who took it paid it back just morally. So, you know, we had a much stronger sense of purpose, sense of self. We were rugged individuals.
Well, they knew there's no free lunch.
Well, yeah, now we have a nation of people who feel entitled to free stuff. They think, you know, that it's their birthright to get stuff for nothing. And when they don't get it, they're going to react. They're going to riot. They're going to loot. They're going to protest in the streets because somehow not getting.
And I agree. So let me ask you that. Huge Hollywood movies, TV shows, professors. Civil War's coming. Trump's going to trigger it. No, the left's going to have an uprising during the financial crisis. They're going to call that a civil war.
Yeah. You know, there's always kind of fear mongering. Look, that's how the Democrats operate. Look, that's what they did against Barry Goldwater with Lyndon Johnson. Oh, don't vote for Barry Goldwater. You're going to have a nuclear war, right? And anyway, so we voted for Lyndon Johnson, and then we had the Vietnam War. You know, Barry Goldwater probably would have kept us out of that war. So they've been campaigning on these lies, you know, for a long time. But in the meantime, we got to prepare. I mean, it's good. The first thing is protecting your wealth, protecting your finances. I mean, I mentioned tokenized gold. That the time for that is going to come. Right now, you got to get the real thing. You got to go and buy actual gold and silver just to store it, to preserve wealth, and get out of the fiat monetary system, to get out of the banking system, and to have your savings protected. Because normally I look at gold and silver as just a way to store wealth. But now the metals are so underpriced right now because the perception, it does not match the reality. People think we have 2% inflation. We don't. We have more like 20% inflation in the future, maybe much higher. So gold is not priced for that reality. Gold should be 10,000, 20,000 an ounce, maybe more. Who knows where silver should be? But right now it's very cheap, so people should buy it. You know, I've got, my company is Shift Gold. My last name, shiftgold.com. That's one place that you can get it. We make sure that, you know, people don't overpay for their gold and silver. But you want to have your silver and gold and keep it yourself. Keep, you know, control it, you know. store it yourself.
In closing, gut, you don't like to speculate, but they just keep doubling down on Trump. So it's the immovable object with the unstoppable force. What do you think is going to happen? Gut level, if you're sitting around dinner with your wife, she says, hey, what do you think is going to happen, Peter? What do you say to your wife? What do you say to one of your children? What do you say to your neighbor when you're sitting around having dinner?
Yeah, I don't. It's hard for me to get a word in edgewise when our wife starts talking. She's a big fan of yours, by the way, Alex.
Tell her I said hi.
So maybe one day you can join us for dinner, and I'll be the odd man out as you guys go into all these different theories that she's in. But you know, I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out if they end up getting any kind of conviction of Trump on any one of these charges between now and the election. Look, I thought he was going to lose in 2020 because he hadn't really accomplished a lot of what he thought. And I might have been wrong. Maybe he actually won that election. Who the hell knows? You know, but I'm pretty sure he's going to win this one. Now, I think the only hope the Democrats have of Trump not winning, even if he's in jail, I think he wins from jail. If they put him in jail, he could win from a jail cell if he's running against Biden. So I think the only chance they have is they got to get rid of Biden and they got to get rid of Harris. They both have to go, and they have to somehow find an alternative that the voters will accept. And so that, I think that's a big.
No, I agree. They're going to change candidates up at the convention. Totally agree. Well, join us again soon, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for the time. What's the best website for people to visit?
Well, you know, go to shiftgold.com, europac.com for my asset management company and my podcast, you know, shiftradio.com or my YouTube channel. People want to listen to that. They should tune in over there.
All right. It's been too long. Join us again soon. Thank you.
All right. Anytime, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. All right. The great Gerald Celente is set to take over, and we fund ourselves with sponsorship, and you're the sponsors. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade, Nitric Boost, it cleans out your blood and your cardiovascular system, all 40% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get a limited edition InfoWars t-shirt, books, films, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And then our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, that's my dad. He's got these amazing products, the Nano Silver products, the Super Blue Toothpaste, the Next Level Foundational Energy. Got to research that. It's not a stimulant, but it is a stimulant. It's very special, folks. And, of course, we have Rocket Rest, the deep, clean, really powerful, all-natural sleep aid at DrJonesNaturals.com. There's so many other great products at DrJonesNaturals.com as well. Not just the Nano Silver products, not just the Rocket Rest, not just the Next Level Foundational Energy, but so many other great products. Check them out. Give the site a perusal. And thank you for your support, because you're the reason we're still on air. You're not the tail. You're the dog, folks. And you bet on us. We bet on you. I'm in your hands. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com today and get some of these great products and experience them for yourself. And go to InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock, all 40% off. Hour number four with Gerald Celente in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.